Welcome to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice podcast, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation. The Veterans Voice originates from flagship station KRDO News Radio in Colorado Springs. I'm your host, Ted Robertson, filling in for Mr. Mike Lewis, our special guest in the first segment today, the wonderful Jessica Greiser, who is a peer navigator with Mount Carmel's transition and employment team. Jessica, welcome, and let's talk a little bit about your work and who you serve and support. You have a wonderful smile going today. Great energy.
Thank you for having me back. I appreciate it.
Sure.
So at Mount Carmel, we do have a transition and an employment team. I am one of the peer navigators who kind of helps through that transition. So we're going to help you with your resume, with mock interviews, networking you with different employers and stuff like that. On the other side of the house, I also help to run an internship program. So essentially, it gives you that chance to be able to get your foot in the door with a different opportunity, get some hands-on experience, and make sure that this is a career path that you want to take.
You've been with Mount Carmel for 2 years. What brought the two of you together?
My passion for veterans. I'm a veteran myself, so I like to be able to help people through that transition. I kind of had a rough spot. There wasn't a lot of opportunities back in the day, and I just don't want to see anybody else fall through those cracks. So I'm here to kind of help guide you and show you all the different resources that are at your fingertips.
You are Army and Army National Guard.
Yes,
I'm an
sir.
Army brat.
Hey, I like it.
We had Navy, Army, and Marines in our family.
That's amazing.
Yeah, we somehow or another we missed the Air Force.
Any fights at home?
No fights at home.
Hey.
No. Nope, games. Not at all. Let's talk about your service as a member of the Armed Forces, as the Army in particular, and Army National Guard.
So I did the traditional, 4 years active duty as a signal support, and then I transitioned into the National Guard and did a handful of different opportunities, both as active guard and reserve, and then the usual, weekend warrior, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been able to have the opportunity to not only serve my community, but also go to school, and then just kind of help connect all the vets together.
Okay, that all makes very, very good sense. So you're here today to talk about the internship program, which is provided through the Veteran Service Center, the Veteran to Service Career Program grant specifically. Let's talk about that grant.
So essentially, we partner with the Pikes Peak Workforce Center in terms of this VSCP grant, as we call it. So it's a state-funded grant, so it allows us to be able to do a paid internship. So that intern is going to get paid $12 an hour, up to 29 hours per week, a total of 300 hours, so roughly 3 months or so of experience. And it's to get that veteran that experience. I mean, I have a handful of employers, so it just depends on what you're trying to get your foot in the door for. If I don't have that opportunity that you're looking for right now, I'm not afraid to reach out to a new employer and try to create that opportunity. My goal is to help you find that career path and to help you get the job at the end of it.
Well, Jessica, we're very fortunate to have you back again from previous appearances here on the Veterans Voice podcast. How about an update on the program? Where are you right now?
So as of right now, I've had a total of 22 interns that have come through our doors and been able to be hired on the back end, whether it was with that employer that they served with or whether we connected them with a better opportunity in the end. So
wow, what a wonderful record. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about how the internship program came into existence.
Okay, so essentially we started off as a pilot program. Over the last 2 years, we've kind of tried internships and, just trying to see if it worked and stuff like that. And Pikes Peak Workforce Center was able to give us a great opportunity to use this grant to be able to turn it into a paid opportunity for these veterans. And for employers, they're loving what they see. Most of these employers, they come in a little skeptical at first and they're like, oh, how do I create this internship? What do I need to do? For the employer, it's wonderful because I do all the paperwork. I get the intern vetted and through the process. And then that employer just sits to try before they buy. So they get to, see your worth. They get to see the skill sets that the veteran brings to the table. And then usually within that 100 to 300 hours, they're hiring them full time and taking them and running with it. So it's
wow,
great.
Wow, what a wonderful thing. And a great success rate and lots of success stories coming out of the internship program. So let's kind of walk through the steps. I am going to be a business owner.
Okay.
And I'm going to be very harried and nervous and I've not done this before, and I'm thinking there's going to be government and mounds of paperwork, and what if I get a bad intern? Or how do I, if I really like this person, you know, how do we, let's go through just from the first step right through, let's say to the end, and okay. It's a happy ending, and we got a new hire in my company.
Okay. So as an employer, I'm going to sit down with you and kind of see where your gaps are. Do you have any positions that you're having a hard time filling and they're a revolving door? Or maybe you have a position that just came available and you're not quite sure what skill sets you need, or if, you know, if you could find an individual to fit within your team setting, essentially. Those are the best opportunities I have been able to find to fill. So as an employer, you're going to sit down with me. We're going to talk about the opportunity, what exactly you're looking for, what kind of credentials the individuals need, whether that's maybe they need a certification, maybe they need a certain education level, things like that. Then you're going to give me a job description. This job description, I'm then going to send out to all the intern candidates I have. Right now, I have a pool of roughly 200, and every day that's growing because veterans are always looking for these opportunities. Once I send that out to my intern candidate pool, I'm going to get a handful of resumes back, and I'm going to look through each one of these, and I'm going to vet them, and then I'm going to send them over back to you as the employer and say, hey, which skill sets do you like? Each one of those, it's up to you if you want to schedule an interview with them or whether you're like, I want this one exactly. You do the interview, you give me a call, and you give me the feedback. Hey, this is a great fit for me. This is exactly who I want to run with. I turn around and I call that candidate, and I say, hey, look, they're excited to see you. Let's schedule an appointment. I'm going to bring you in. As that veteran, you're going to come in and sit with me. We're going to do background check. I'm going to do your drug screening. I'm going to get you set up for payment and stuff like that. Once that is completed, I'm going to send you back to the employer and say, hey, look, we're ready for a start date. Here we go. And I'm going to give you a timesheet. And essentially from there, the schedule is up between that veteran and that employer. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be able to set your pace, essentially. And then just keep in tabs with me. Let me know how it's going. If there's any bumps in the road, maybe it's not quite the right fit. I'm going to ask you why. I mean, is it scheduling problems with the intern? Is it, you know, maybe they need a certification to be able to get that job in the end? You know, whatever it might be, it's something that I can work with that individual and kind of get that veteran ready to go. If it's not a fit, it's okay. It happens. Maybe your funding falls through and you can't do the job at the end. Or, you know, maybe you're like, yes, I definitely want them. I'm going to hire them. Then I'm going to call the intern and say, hey, look, they're going to send you a hire package. Once you get this paperwork, let me know. We're going to transition you off of my internship and onto that full-time employment. So,
wow.
Yeah.
very exciting stuff and very streamlined process.
Yes.
Very well laid out. Obviously, you've had a lot of practice doing it, so it goes smoothly for somebody like me who is entering a process like this for the first time.
I try to make it as easy as possible on the employer because the goal is to see that veteran's worth.
And there is nothing out of my pocket here, is there?
Not at all. Not as the employer, no.
Wow. That's a lot of wins.
Yes.
That's a lot of wins. So. And of course, so many employers are wanting to give veterans that special preferential treatment if they can.
Yes.
And the skill set is important. I'd love to get a sense for where you're finding most of the jobs are coming from. What's the field? Because we're an interesting, diverse town in terms of what is available. And yes. It was from non-skilled all the way up through skilled, things that take security clearances and mm-hmm. everything in between. Some with certifications, some without. I mean, it runs a gamut from tech to manufacturing to, skilled labor. Wow. Yes. And so many opportunities.
So I've had a handful of employment opportunities, whether that's, you know, with the great IT gamut where, you know, I've got Team Logic IT has worked with me, Bocor. I've sent people over through LeaderQuest and New Horizons for training. I've worked with hands-on employers such as Star Dental or Smart Heroes for sheet metal. I've worked with Ryder for technical training for diesel, all kinds of opportunities, even the school districts, if you want HR or if you want to teach and things like that. So it's been great to see the opportunities that come through our door.
Absolutely. And let's talk a few details about what the desired outcome always is.
Employment, 100%. I want to see these veterans employed. That's the end game. And a lot of my employers see that worth and they do hire them. And every once in a while, you find where it's not quite the fit. I need something a little higher end. So I'm going to get that certification. I'm going to go towards management instead of the step in the door. Or you know what? I find out as a veteran, this isn't quite my fit. So I'm going to change gears completely. And I'm going to help that veteran to find an opportunity in that path as well. So it doesn't matter which way it ends up going. We're going to help.
So what are you seeing skill set wise in your pool of 200 candidates right now?
The biggest need right now is essentially those skilled laborers, and then I see a lot of, you know, the IT and the HR certifications coming through our door.
Wow. Okay. And let's talk about results so far over a period of 2 years that you've been managing the program. Mm-hmm. How has this gone so far?
At first, it was a little rocky because we were just getting up and started and trying to, you know, reach out and get some more employers. But over the years, it's been great to see who wants to jump in and hire these veterans or who wants to help me to fix that path. You know, like I want them as soon as they get out of the service. Mm-hmm. So that way I get them fresh and they're ready to go. And I'm going to mold them as an employer. Or I've seen, you know what, I really need them to have a certification first. Once they're done with that certification, the employer wants them. And then I've seen it to where, you know, they do need to go that education route and they need to go back to school and they need that bachelor's or that master's or whatever it might be. So just being able to learn the different career paths that are available for the veterans and being able to help guide them to get that hands-on experience that you need to be able to land that job where you want it to be is the biggest thing. And being able to see, you know, all 22 of these individuals hired at the end has been a huge accomplishment for us.
I can quite imagine. And you are sounding a lot like a shepherd, a very caring, thoughtful, well-prepped shepherd. So you kind of, as you are growing into this, feeling much, much more confident about it.
Yes, sir.
And able to place better and hit your numbers. I mean, gosh, how fun that is.
Yeah.
So I can see why you are so excited about this. You know, coming up in the next segment, we're going to meet somebody that you have a connection with.
Yes. I have, over the last year or so, I've been able to create a huge partnership with our local sheet metal union. They've created a program geared towards these veterans. It's kind of like a fast track. So Smart Heroes is going to be a great thing to learn about for you guys.
Smart Heroes. Okay. And that's the organization that you've partnered with.
Yes, sir.
And that is Andy Gilliland. Yes.
Yes.
And we're going to meet somebody that he is stewarding or shepherding through a process.
Mm-hmm.
An apprentice.
Yes.
And yeah, very exciting. You know, the trades is a hugely important place to be.
Mm-hmm.
Builders, anybody that needs the trades right now are really suffering because we're our economy is doing so well. There are not enough guys. There are not enough Shawns out there. And we need more Andys out there to help the Shawns come along. And that partnership that they formed with you is so, so important and so valuable. Jessica Greiser, peer navigator with Mount Carmel's Transition and Employment Team. Jessica, a little bit about your team.
So we have a small, diverse team here at Mount Carmel for transition and employment. Essentially, there is three or four of us that all work with veterans anywhere from that, you know, 6 months prior to ETS or retirement up to all eras. Our goal is to help fit you for that employment, whether you know exactly what path you want to take or whether we need to help kind of gear you and find you that guidance to be able to find that career in the end.
Okay. I'm an employer. How do I plug in and how do I connect with you?
So definitely give our front desk a call. It's going to be the 719-309-4714. That's going to be the best way. Ask for transition and employment. Most likely they're going to ask you a few questions about, you know, when you got out of the service, what kind of career path you want to take. And then one of us peer navigators would be the ones to reach back out.
Perfect. And as a veteran, and if I am an employer and I want to be considered for an intern to come to my place of business and work for me, how do I plug in with you and do that?
So you're going to use that same telephone number mm-hmm. and just ask for Jessica Greiser or ask for the intern coordinator and I'll take it from there.
And the number again?
719-309-4714.
Thank you so much, Jessica Greiser. A treat to have you here.
Thanks for having me again.
And a treat to have you back.
Yeah.
Love to hear success stories like this.
Definitely. Thank you.
You're listening to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
USAA members are saving money on insurance and enjoying unrivaled service from a company that understands their needs.
My experience with USAA has been excellent. They really appreciate the military family, and it really shows.
With all that USAA offers, why go with anybody else? We know their rates are good. We know that they're always going to take care of us.
It was funny because when we would call another insurance company, they would say, oh, we can't beat USAA.
It was an instant savings, and I should have changed a long time ago.
Savings and service. It's why families have trusted USAA since 1922.
We're the Weber family. We're the Tennies.
We're the Hales, and we're USAA members for life.
USAA, proudly serving active military, veterans, and their eligible family. See how much you could save on USAA insurance. Get a quote today.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. Member pay for their participation. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
So many men and women have served in our military, sacrificing so much, including long stretches away from home and family. This often results in financial instability, health issues, and more. I'm Dr. Gary Moore, owner of Star Dental Institute. If you're active duty military or a veteran, we have a gift for you and your family. If you're missing teeth, we'd like to help you replace them at no charge. That's right, no charge, no obligation, no strings attached. If you and your family are uninsured, underinsured, if you don't qualify for VA dentistry, you're struggling financially, and you're missing teeth, we will place dental implants for you at no charge. Call Star Dental Institute to set your appointment for an exam and screening. If you qualify, we will replace your missing teeth, give you back the confidence to smile again, better health, and a better quality of life. You and your family deserve this. Call Star Dental Institute today at 719-208-4610. That's 719-208-4610. I'm Dr. Gary Moore. And together, we smile.
This is the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation, all proudly serving veterans, militaries, and their family. I'm Ted Robertson, filling in for Mike Lewis. Segment two, we're going to talk to a couple of guys who together are doing wonderful things for at least one of them. Right? But yeah. That is what service is all about. And so, Andy, I want to start with you. Andy Gilliland, yeah?
Yes.
I got it right? Okay. Training coordinator, Colorado Sheet Metal Joint Apprenticeship and Training Institute is your connection. And Smart Heroes is the umbrella under which you operate. Let's talk about you first. Introduce yourself, if you don't mind.
Well, I've got 30 years of experience in the industry. I am a Colorado native, Colorado Springs native. So I've always enjoyed living here and helping people that are here. As far as the training program, I've been doing the coordination for that for the last 15 years and have seen the great benefits of adding veterans to our training facility.
All right. And Smart Heroes is something of a very specialized kind of apprentice program. It offers something special for a veteran who gets in to the Smart Heroes program.
The Smart Heroes is not just veteran. It's actually active duty and veteran.
Okay.
So it is both. For those that are looking to transition out, this is an opportunity for them to get a fast track in, as well as those veterans that might be looking for a fast way to get experience and try something. In our situation, that's the sheet metal industry.
Mm-hmm.
So
the fast track actually shaves time off of the apprenticeship.
It does. Normally, our traditional apprenticeship is 4 years long. With Smart Heroes, in 7 weeks, you have shaved 1 year off of that apprenticeship.
Okay. That's that special perk we were talking about. So how does a veteran get connected with you and get plugged into that program?
Well, certainly our partnership to Mount Carmel is a fantastic way to reach out to us. We have a very good relationship with them. So if you're already familiar with Mount Carmel, that makes things easy for you. You can simply talk to Jessica and she can get you headed our direction. If you're not, you can certainly look us up. There is a website for Smart Heroes.
Mm-hmm.
And we are on Fort Carson both Mondays and Wednesdays. So we're down there twice a week helping people to learn about what Smart Heroes is. And then last, you can simply just come by the school. So it's an opportunity that most people, when they get a chance to walk through our school, they get a chance to see what the job is and what it will entail.
All right. So we're going to offer a little bit of contact information, the location of the school here in just a little bit. First, I want to talk about you a little bit more. You are an instructor and you helped design the trades internship program.
Yes. I have been in the trade for 30 years. I've been teaching since 1998. So I've had my opportunity to wear tools and mm-hmm. to, as you chose the words earlier, shepherd people throughout that time period. So it's been a wonderful opportunity to do both.
Talk about your team a little bit. You've got a group of folks around you that are helping you make all this happen for these veterans who are in your program.
I do. When it's discussing the Smart Heroes program, we have specialized instructors from around the country, and they come in as needed to teach the specialty portions of the training program to the veterans and the active duty soldiers. In addition to that, we have a huge, very varied staff of instructors that are currently still working in the trade, doing their 8 hours during the day, and they specialize and come in and teach their specialties in the evenings. So the mentoring is consistent. So that's a good thing across the board for everybody.
Mentorship means everything to folks who want to succeed in their careers. And that relationship is a very special relationship between a couple of people, the mentor-mentee relationship. It really helps things work so much better.
It does, and it's part of what makes us a career path, not a job. We want to help people build lives, and we want them to be able to leave one segment being a veteran or active duty and be able to transition into another part of their life and grow and be with us for the next 30 years. Mm-hmm. We don't typically look at someone for a six-month employment. We look at them for long-term.
So that the mentoring is a career,
Mentoring is key.
Absolutely. It helps with that longevity and that loyalty, that stick-with-it-ness, if you will. You have this partnership that you formed with Mount Carmel and their internship program. Something about that sparked your imagination. It inspired you. What led you to find each other and form this relationship?
Well, actually, I was there at groundbreaking for Mount Carmel. I've been involved with them during the construction process, and with our apprenticeship being just under 50% veteran in its total, we have a natural relationship. They provide us with the other half of the mentoring that we, honestly, as much as I'd like to say we can do everything, it's not our profession, it's theirs. So if we have a veteran that's in our program that needs assistance, it's the natural transition. They're the symbiotic partner that we need. And they've helped us with not only keeping apprentices, but they've helped us to grow our program. So it's just been fantastic to have them on board with us.
A great partnership. So let's talk a little bit more deeply in detail about the Smart Heroes program itself. You're teaching some skills, and you are generating results, of course. Your graduates are being placed. What generally is the skill set that you're teaching? And then class frequency, class size, and duration of the classes.
Okay. Well, we'll start with the easy ones. The classes are every 7 weeks because they're a seven-week duration. And during that portion of the 7 weeks, the attendees have an opportunity to explore our trade. We do give them the skill sets they need to be proficient as a first-year apprentice, but certainly we expose them to the diversity of our trade, which would include everything from being a welder and an HVAC technician, someone that would maybe enjoy working on computers and doing our computer-aided drafting section of it. Or if you're more of a numbers person, we certainly have those aspects through our testing and balancing sections. And they're exposed to all of those through that 7 weeks. And it gives them an opportunity to decide what they'd like to focus on and specialize in for the balance of their time with us.
Okay, that makes perfect sense as well. All right, the classes and the school is located where?
The school is located, the actual address is 1420 Quail Lake Loop, and that's geographically, that's near the World Arena.
Okay.
So it puts them near the I-25 circle exit, that part of town.
And class size, usually?
Well, we've done a little bit of work, and through this growth process, we tried as many as 15 students. That was too much, and we've reduced it to 12, and that seems to be the magic number. So every 7 weeks, we do have, you know, of course, an opportunity for 12 more people to go through this.
All right. Now, and with your partnership with Mount Carmel, how do you want veterans to plug into the program?
Well, as stated earlier, we look at Mount Carmel as an extension to us. So certainly having communication with Mount Carmel is something we encourage at all phases of transition, whether that's at the beginning as they're coming out or if they're already with us as an apprentice. So certainly plugging in with us through a partnership with Mount Carmel, it's one and the same.
Generally speaking, the best way to go is through Mount Carmel.
That would be a fantastic plan.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Now, we're going to bring in a gentleman by the name of Sean Bird. He has been with you as an apprentice now for several years, yes?
He is at the conclusion of his apprenticeship, so he is just a few months from completing the entire apprenticeship. So he will be a graduate and become a journeyman very shortly, and get to enjoy the financial benefits of that.
Absolutely, yeah. The trades make a good living.
Absolutely.
They really, really do. Brian, tell us a little bit about your transition and your internship and what brought you to become a part of the program.
Well, first off, I want to start by saying thank you for having me. And what started me in this program really is I spent 9 years in the military, and I was on my way out the door, and I had no idea what I was going to do. And I applied for many jobs for like 6 months and never heard anything back. And then I got in touch with Local 9, and they brought me on board. Excuse me. And it's definitely been life-changing for me, one of the best opportunities I've had so far.
And what did you do in the military?
I was a combat engineer, so okay. We did a lot of route clearance on deployments and training when we're back home.
And you're going to be going into, how do you describe the field you're going to go into?
The field I'm going into is HVAC, sheet metal, and we do a lot of hanging ductwork and flying crane units to the roof, a lot of different. Every day it's something different, and
sure.
So it's a phenomenal opportunity.
This question goes to you both. What advice would you give to a transitioning service member who's looking to get into the trades?
I love that one. That one's easy for me. Everything that made you successful in the military will continue to make you successful with us. So that one's easy. If it was working for you there, it will absolutely work for you with us.
Brian, how would you, I'm sorry, Sean, how would you answer that one?
I would agree. If you carry on what you're doing in the military and you bring it to a trade like this, you're going to work wonders and you're going to have a great time. Be early, be on time, show up to work every day. You keep that same mentality in the sheet metal industry and you'll be at the top of your class.
Yeah, I quite imagine a few months from now you're excited to be graduating, getting out into the field and starting to earn that living and plan for your retirement one day, huh?
That is correct.
And
yes,
I'm
sir.
Wishing you a lot of success. That's the voice of Sean Bird. Sean, a soon-to-be graduate of the Smart Heroes program, which is allied and aligned very closely with our friends at Mount Carmel. Jessica, I've got a quick question for you coming up. Andy Gillian, thank you so much. Your training coordinator, Colorado Sheet Metal Joint Apprenticeship Training and Training Institute. And you are also running the Smart Heroes program in
Absolutely.
Partnership with
Thank
Mount Carmel.
You.
Thank you for all you do. Jessica, let's have you visit with us real quick. The question to you is, how does somebody get started when they're interested in learning more about this program, and what are some of the upcoming events that you have along these lines?
So if you want to get into the Smart Heroes program, just give me a call at the 719-309-4721 is my telephone number. Just let me know that you're interested in the Smart Heroes program. I will get you in contact with them so they can tell you all about their cohorts and all the different parts and pieces that they will need. If you want to do the paid internship piece, that's something we could sit down and talk about and get that ball moving as well. For transition and employment, we do have a handful of events coming up soon. February 13th, we have a networking event in partnership with Red Leg Brewing. That is an amazing opportunity to not only get to meet our team, but also be able to network with, you know, veterans who have been in your position, or maybe with a handful of different employers that are looking to hire. So it's an amazing event to come to. We also have February 19th at Mount Carmel. We're going to have an employer day from 11 to 2 with Bradley Morris Recruit Military. So this is a great opportunity to kind of get to know about them and what kind of opportunities they're going to have. The same day, February 19th, we do have a resume workshop. Please give us a call to get your seat saved. We also have coming up some things with Bill Nash, who runs our program if you're interested in the OSHA certification. So that's something, give us a call. We'll get you in contact with him to get that up and running as well. So lots of moving parts and pieces.
A rich and robust variety of opportunities for our veterans. That's so wonderful. Jessica Greiser, peer navigator with Mount Carmel's Transition and Employment Team. Thank you for all you do in service support
Thanks
of
for
our
having
veterans,
me.
The military, and their family.
Excited to help.
You've been listening to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation.